This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise, I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. Alright, a while ago, I had given my thoughts on The Expanse. I just did part one. Anyway, I only did one episode because I thought that it was a miniseries. And if it was a miniseries, I was going to do, take a look at each episode. But then I found out that it was a an ongoing. So, and it's weird. That put it on the back burner. So I think I'm only on maybe episode 4. And I haven't finished watching it. So that's where that is. Around that time, there were, say, 3 other shows that I was interested in. One of them was Childhood's End, which is an adaptation of a Arthur C. Clarke novel that I was supposed to read a long time ago, back in middle school. But I don't think I read it then. I think I read it years later, when I was in my 20s. I have not started that yet, because it is a miniseries, and I was going to do The Expanse first, because even though I read Childhood's End, it's been a long time, so I don't really remember a whole lot about it. But I'm sure once I start watching a few episodes, and I'll, it'll all come back to me, What were the other two? Started watching The Magicians, and I was sort of into the first episode, and then second episode. Then once it got to like around the third or fourth episode, it felt more like a chore, and then I think I tapped out around episode 5. So I gave it plenty of time for me to like it, right? Not, I gave it plenty of time to get better and it just didn't. Because, it's good enough. It's just not, it just doesn't speak to me, some people might think it's because of my age and I'm the wrong age, I'm the wrong demographic. And it's just like, no, it's not it. It just, even if I was younger, I don't think that this would have resonated with me. It actually kind of reminds me of the Dresden Files when it was when it came on TV, because I tried to watch the first one, the first episode, and I did not like it. I was like, oh, this is the big deal. And then I stopped watching, I think, like right in the middle of the first episode. And it wasn't until a few years ago where I actually watched the whole thing. I think it was on Netflix, or I may have borrowed the DVDs from somebody. I can't even remember now. But I watched it, and it was Not bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought that it was. But at the same time, it really didn't blow me away like it blew away some of my other friends. You know, I have some friends who think it's great TV. And I thought it was okay, you know. I do think that the best episode was the one that was directly based on the book. And it was weird because it was like really different from all the other ones. And then I found out that that was based on the book and it was supposed to be the pilot, but they didn't like it or something like that. Anyway, there was a part of it that I actually really enjoyed. The rest of it, like I said, it was okay, you know. And that's how I felt about The Magicians. You know, it may be different if I read the books, because apparently this is based on a set of books. And who knows if ever I get the time, I might try to check out the books, you know. But it just, I don't know, it seemed a lot like they were going for, definitely they wanted to, it is definitely cut from the whole Harry Potter cloth, you know. There are a bunch of books that came out there like that after Harry Potter hit it big, you know. And I'm pretty sure that this is one of them. Because if it's not directly influenced by the creation of Harry Potter, then I kind of feel sorry for them because they jumped on a bandwagon late. But yeah, it's that one is a story about a a school for magic. But it's not like Hogwarts, because Hogwarts is like a boarding school, I guess. This is like a private college. So you have kids who are in their late teens, early 20s, of course. Where even the nerdy girl is like smoking hot when she takes her glasses off. Stuff like that. And you know, I very rarely does stuff like that bother me, right? Yeah, I like to see people who actually look like people, but at the same time, very few shows have turned me off because everybody was too pretty, you know. There's a show called Bates Motel. I watched the first, I want to say three episodes. And, you know, the first one was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty cool. No, I think I watched as many as six. But whatever it was, whatever number it was, it got to a point where I was just like, okay, this girl is an outcast. She's gorgeous, you know. And then I looked and it's like, all these women are really throwing themselves at Norman. And you know, it makes no sense. This is ridiculous, and I'm done. You know, it's like, no, I know. It's almost like they watched. It's almost like they watched the original movie Psycho, and said, you know what? We need more Janet Leigh. You know, it's like that's the only thing they took away from. So yeah, we need everybody to be as good looking as Janet Leigh. That's the way to go. So I don't know. I think they kind of missed the whole point. Because Norman should look unassuming. He shouldn't look like there's anything special about him. You know, because when you first watch the movie and you don't know who Norman Bates is, and you know, and you focus just on Janet Leigh, then, oh, okay. You know, you barely really even notice him, right? And then as the movie progresses, then it's like, oh wow, okay. Anyway, so yeah, the Magicians, once again, it's not a bad show. It's just not for me, you know. And it's not even really the portrayal of magic, right? Because you can tell that whoever created it created certain rules, you know, which is good because a lot of times people will create magic and anything can happen and there's no real set rules to it. But, you know, this one has rules. This one has consequences. And there have got to be certain safeguards. You know, there's a reason why these guys don't try to take over the world. Oh, I remember what the other one was. Same time as I discovered the magicians, there's a show called Shadow Hunters, which is, I guess, based on the books, The Mortal Instruments, which is always a movie that I wanted to see, but it came and went into movie theaters real quick. And it's one of those things where I will see it when I'm watching TV and I'm looking for something to watch, and it would always be on like a premium channel that I didn't get, you know? And then when it finally started coming on, it came on, I think it comes on like Fox or TBS or Sci-Fi, whatever it is, but it comes with commercial breaks. So I need to, if I'm going to watch it, I'm going to get the DVD from somewhere. That's one that I made it to the end of the first episode and I was like, I'm on the fence. And then I forgot what happened, but something happened like at the very beginning of this second episode that just made me go, nope, not at all. This is once again a really beautiful girl finds out when she turns a certain age, and I hope it's 18. But because if it's 16, then I feel real creepy like calling her beautiful. But and I know she's played like 20-year-old actress, but still. When she becomes of age, then all of a sudden, magical creatures come out of the woodwork to try to kill her and her mother, and she is saved by shadow hunters, who are these people who use magic to stop magic from spreading. One of those type of stories. And going back to the magicians, I don't know what's going on, but the big vibe that I got was that even though we're supposed to think that the people at the school are the good guys, I just get the feeling that they are going to turn out to be the bad guys. All right. I don't know. Maybe when the season's all over, I'll be sitting around. When it comes on Netflix and I'm sitting around on a Saturday afternoon with, you know, for some reason or another, I have nothing else to do, I think I'll power watch the whole thing. But anyway, so yeah, I just want to throw that in. But Shadow Hunters is like that, where all of a sudden there's like a secret society of killers, of magic killers. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's one that I don't know. I pulled the trigger real quick because there was one show, crap, I can't even remember the name of it now, where it was something similar, and it was also on ABC Family, which is now Freeform, which is a horrible name. But it was a girl, like the Nine Lives of, I can't remember her name. But it was one of those things where she gets to a certain age and then she finds out that she has powers, and there's a secret society that helps her figure out her powers because she's like the chosen one or something. It was good, but it only lasted one season. You know, I don't know why I liked that one. I think I liked that one because it was because by that time I hadn't been sick of that whole particular trope. But anyway, back to Shadowhunter. So I watched it, tapped out after the first episode. And quite frankly, I have not heard very much about that. You know, there are people every now and then who will mention that they're watching the Magicians, but I don't know of anybody who's watching Shadowhunters. I take it back. I had one friend who was watching it, but he watched the first season, not the first season, the first episode. But I think he was watching it with his daughter, and I don't know if she continued to watch it or if he continues to watch it. So I'm not sure. I just know I won't be going back. And finally, the other one was around the same time that all these other ones started. The Shannara Chronicles started, and that one I really like. I think I'm like an episode or two behind. But I kind of like it, even though the premise is sort of goofy, you know, because it's takes place in America, but this is America in the far future where there are elves and trolls and demons and magicians, and it's really weird because you'll go from a very strong fantasy setting, and then they'll be going to the old human ruins, and you know, it's like somebody's high school prom that nobody ever really attended, right? I mean, everything is still set up. It's really that whole dichotomy just really throws me off every now and then. It's like, oh yeah, fantasy. That's right. That's right. Yeah. But I like it. And this is an MTV show. So, you know, you would think going into MTV, to an MTV show, everybody's going to automatically be pretty. But, oh crap, what was that guy's name? He played, Sala in the Indiana Jones movies. He was the old professor on Sliders, and I cannot remember his name for the life of me. But he played the king, and shoot, I am really bad with names today. And I know his name, but there's another guy who plays like the leader of a band of thieves. James Remar, he's on there. He was, of course, Ajax from The Warriors, but he was also in a bunch of other stuff, including Dexter. He played Dexter's father, well, the ghost of Dexter's father. But this one is different. The rest of them that I mentioned were all like urban fantasy, and this one is, I don't know if it's is like traditional fantasy or science fiction because of the time that it takes place, but it's fun, you know. I had a friend, the same one who watched Shadowhunters with his daughter. He also mentioned that they watched the Shannara Chronicles, and he compared it favorably to Legend of the Seeker, which was a show, early 2000s. I want to say late 90s, but I don't know if it was that far back. But anyway, he compared them, and I would have to say, while there are certain similarities when it comes to how things are filmed and produced, I think this is a much better product. I think this is a much better show. Because one thing that bothered me about Legend of the Seeker, and this is not just for them, but this is for most of those syndicated shows back then, syndicated sci-fi fantasy shows, there was a threat. Now, there was a main bad guy who was supposed to be the baddest of the bad, and you know, they're trying to figure out a way to stop this baddest of the bad, but you know, while they're going through, they also come across a village who needs saving, right? So they would stop to help this village, and then they'd leave the village, and then all of a sudden somebody from their past would pop up, and they have to go And you know, it's like these are all one and done, even though this big bad who's supposed to be looking for them in every episode. And it's just like, I don't know if they were ever caught or whatever happened, because after the third, hey, let's stop and help these villagers type of shows, I was like, I don't care. You know, I just don't care. In that regard, it was a lot like Andromeda, the classic Kevin Sorbo show. And yes, I'm being facetious. Andromeda was good for its time, but I don't want to watch it now because I don't think it would hold up. And I have rather fond memories of at least the first two seasons. And it was another thing, like they set up this premise, they set up this whole universe, and then they spent a lot of time talking about other things, you know. But that's what happens when you have to fill 22 episodes, you know. There's going to have a lot of filler. But with the Shannara Chronicles, it's not like that. They don't have like 22 episodes to fill. I think it was only like 10 or 11. Maybe as many as 12 or 13. I don't know. But anyway, it's more like the British format, where it's shorter seasons. Therefore, they have to get to the point really quick, and then once they get to the point, they go on and finish like that portion of the story. And that's the impression that I get from the Shannara Chronicles. There's not a lot of wasted effort. They tell the story and then they're done. Okay, anyway, I'm done. My ride is here, so I have to go. So thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode. Thanks.